Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with A Word in Edgewise. Today is the 15th of December, the 349th day of 2025, offering us a mere 16 days to prepare ourselves for the arrival of 2026. Yet 16 days can be a long time, whether spent in captivity or in freedom or a combination of the two. An entire semester, for example, can easily be compressed into 16 days by turning each of those days into the equivalent of a week. Don't like the average 16-week semester? Spreading 45 credit hours plus a final over the course of nearly 4 months? Then look for a winter term or a May term offering, wherein the standard intensive course becomes super intensive, with the major difference being the student has to be prepared to pay close attention in one setting for more than 3 hours at a stretch, 5 days a week, for 3 weeks. Not everyone is up to it. 16 days, you ask? Thinking, not enough time to do much? Legend has it Voltaire wrote his satiric novel Candide in 16 days, his lead characters Pangloss and Candide playing not only on the optimism of the philosopher Leibniz, but also on the Grimmelhausen Picaro Simplicius. Tout est pour le mieux dans le milieu des mondes possibles. All is for the best in the best of all possible worlds, we hear again and again, though we clearly recognize what Candide really means is, if this were the best possible world, it should surely be better than this. A few mornings from now, my girlfriend and I hope to be holding our 23rd annual winter solstice party, which, since the pandemic, has moved across town from Orono to Old Town along the banks of the Stillwater River. There, our gallery of human types will gather around the blazing fire pit and compare notes about the interim year since our previous winter solstice bonfire in 2024. Folks will make predictions, cognizant that a guess is only as good as a guess can be. And it can be more accurate than a drop ball that falls right before reaching the plate, so says my expert softball pitcher student in her closing speech this past Thursday, demonstrating her 6 most popular pitches: the fastball, the changeup, the curveball, the screwball, the drop ball, and, of course, the rise ball. U.S. Poet Laureate Arthur Z. provides this view in his piece Scimitar. A magpie squawks at the top of a blue spruce, while white-winged doves coo back and forth across the orchard. Today I did not hike into a rainforest and forage for a glowing neon-green mushroom. I did not fly to New Guinea to catch bird-winged butterflies. Instead, I hiked a trail across patches of snow and, scratching the trunk of a ponderosa pine, inhaled a vanilla scent. I strolled in the orchard and spotted a magpie nest in an apple tree, marveled at wisps of clouds like branching red coral in the sea near the scimitar of a moon. Venus shimmered as clouds above the horizon incarnadined. I shoveled snow onto a strawberry bed. Then a dove cooed on a day when I did nothing but search myself and steep in each minute of the deepening indigo sky. I suddenly had somewhere, everywhere to be. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Nero, Gustav Eiffel, A.P. Carter, J. Paul Getty, Muriel Rukeyser, Tim Conway, Don Johnson, Helen Slater, Chantal Petitclerc, Catherine Fox, Michelle Dockery, and Ronnie Radke. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1791, the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution, traditionally defined as a collection of mutually reinforcing guarantees of individual rights and limitations on federal and state governments, were adopted as a single unit called the Bill of Rights. Today in 1890, Lakota Chief Sitting Bull was killed on the Grand River in South Dakota by Native police and soldiers who had been sent by the United States government to arrest Sitting Bull so as to prevent him from leading an insurrection. And today in 1939, David O. Selznick's Gone with the Wind premiered in Atlanta and went on to become the highest grossing film of all time and the first film to have a black cast member, Hattie McDaniel, win an Academy Award, hers for Best Supporting Actress. Heavenward in the southeast sky this morning and tomorrow morning before dawn, our waning crescent moon keeps company with the bright star Zubinel Ganubi from the constellation Libra the Scales. And 6 days from now, on Sunday, we'll have our shortest day of the year at the winter solstice. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise, welcoming this 13th and therefore ultimate week of autumn and the 51st week of 2025, and wishing everyone a happy solstice. Keep the faith.